Go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Christian Communicators Live. I'm Vonda Skelton, and I am here today with our very special guest, my co-director with Christian Communicators, my friend, Carolyn Kinesley. So welcome, Carolyn. It's funny to be on that side of the microphone, isn't it?
It certainly is, and wouldn't you know, we have a storm overhead, so we're both going to have flickering lights and all kinds of challenges.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm already off the internet, and so I got knocked off, so we'll just move forward here and look forward to seeing what God does. But audience, friends, if we suddenly drop out, it's because everything went dead over here in South Carolina. So, but later, we will be opening the phone lines because I have a feeling some of you may have some questions for Carolyn Kinesley. So I'll give that number later on in just a little while, and the first caller gets a free copy of one of my books. So I can't wait for you to hear from Carolyn, but first let me tell you a little bit about her. In 2009, after a career in academia, international training, and business speaking, Carolyn moved from North Texas, to South Carolina. I'm trying to get you moved to another spot, to South Carolina, and let's tell them what you were planning to do. She thought she was going to play with her grandsons and retire and sip tea and read bestsellers, but that just was not God's plan, was it, Carolyn?
Not at all.
Instead, she continues to praise him for working his plan and allowing her to continue teaching, speaking, career coaching, and lifting others up through her Teacup Living ministry and Christian Communicators. Carolyn is not only the co-director of Christian Communicators, but she's also known as the Tea Lady, who serves through Christ's grace, God's love, and the Holy Spirit's guidance. Her motto is, "Have teacup, will travel." And I love that. And that's for feeding Christ's flock through tea events, women's retreat, and outreach ministries. So if you need an inspirational speaker or a motivational etiquette expert, you just contact Carolyn at Kinesley, and I'll spell that for you, Kinesley, C as in cowboy, at gmail.com. And you can visit her website as well at teacupliving.com. So, all right, I've let everybody know a little bit about you, and so let's get started, Carolyn. Now, we're talking today about retirement, and it's very obvious right now that God did not allow you to retire, regardless of your plans, did he? As a matter of fact, the truth is you failed retirement.
I did.
Is that the first time you ever failed anything?
Oh, no. God has had me on the humble pie trail of failing a number of times, but he's gracious enough to make it nourishing and giving me energy to go on.
That's right, and praise God for that. But because through that failed retirement, you excelled in doing what God called you to do, and I say that with all honesty and sincerity. So could you give us and our audience a picture of your plans versus God's plans and what you've been doing since moving to South Carolina? It did not include retirement, did it?
No, I thought I was literally going to have an opportunity to do nothing but spoil the grandkids and just steep in tea. But God said no. And why did he say no? It's because he looked at the bottom of my heart, a hidden desire that only he knew because I had never spoken it. And that was to serve women and help motivate them to be free of speaking and giving their testimonies and talking about God and Him in their lives. So that was my plan. I call it God just, His plan is never for us to be passive. He wasn't ready for me to sit and sar. And when He worked His plans over these years, whenever He had me cross the South Carolina border, He had already planted what He was going to do with bringing out this hidden desire. Years before, He introduced me to you, Vonda, back in Texas at a writer's conference. And I shared my story with you thinking I'd never meet you again. I was in a safe place with a safe person, and I was done forevermore. Well, like I said, our plans are not His plans. He had me meet you 3 weeks after I moved here, never knowing where you lived, and I went to a conference, and there you were. And then the long story brought down within time, I invited you to my house for a tea, and that's where God turned on the light bulb for the plan that He had. And that was when, after the tea, you asked me if I would be your cook at a conference. You knew I enjoyed cooking and serving people. Yeah. And I have to say, my first reaction is, whoa, this lady really doesn't know me or my background. And as you're continuing talking about a conference, which was exciting, and God literally brought to my mind John 21:15-17, where Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" And of course he answers, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." And Jesus said said to him, "Feed my lamb." And then he asked again, "Peter, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." And he said, "Care for my sheep." And one final time, he said, "Peter, do you love me?" And this went through my mind, and Peter said, "Lord, you know I love you. You know all things." And Christ said, "Feed my sheep." And as I'm sitting there and you're talking, your plans are phenomenal, I'm going, literally, Lord, whatever you say, I'm willing to do. And with obedience and willingness, I have been blessed by you, but by God, in being able, when I thought I was going to retire, to be repurposed to serve ladies and making them loudmouths for the Lord through Christian Communicators. So that's my story.
Oh, I love hearing that story. I've heard that story so many times, and yet every time I hear it, I have a new love and a new and stronger commitment to our Lord who could orchestrate such things. Oh, my goodness. So I guess you were probably pretty surprised, just like I was when I found out about your background. Oh, my goodness, that's the other side of the coin. You think, you thought, you know, she doesn't know my experience. And then I'm thinking, after I found out, oh, my goodness, and I asked her to be my cook. So I know that you were as surprised as I was that with your background in business and secular groups and organizations and academic stuff and business, I bet you were shocked when you ended up co-leading a Christian ministry, Christian Communicators. So was that a gradual process for you of realizing what He was doing, or did you get more of the big picture right away? Because I sure didn't. You know, I sure didn't. And so I'm curious to know, and we have not talked about this, so I'm really interested in hearing what your answer is to this.
God does the big picture, but he knows he only can give me snapshots at a time because I would be a runner. The big picture could be scary. And what is there? There's an old saying, 'tis folly to be wise where ignorance is bliss. You and I went into Christian Communicators with servant's hearts, willing to do whatever. And we spent hours upon hours of doing whatever that he showed us
right.
at a time. And where one didn't excel, the other did. And one of the things he showed me is my background, what I had learned from him, and even what I was teaching in corporate training at the university, training students. Well, they were transferable skills. And women and even men, what we need to remember, our ministry is actually has portions that is business related. If we don't balance and have a bit of the business side, then the ministry can fall. And if we are all business and we don't take our Christian ministry, our Christian life into the workplace, that falls as well. So our light is what he showed me in little pockets of, you need to do this because women need to know how to write a mission statement. And I have been taught that for years. So again, it's the little snapshots he showed. And now looking back, I can see great portions of the big picture. And there are other things we'll talk about a little bit later that will add to this tapestry that I'll share.
Oh, I just, when I think back of what he's done and how he brought us together, everything was just a miracle every step of the way. I don't even like tea. here she is, the tea lady, and I don't even like tea, and I've had never really been to a tea, and she invites me to a tea, which was totally out of my realm of being comfortable, and but boy, what God did through that. Well, now, through the years, you've shared with me and with others several statements that you use to guide you, that you feel the Holy Spirit is guiding you when he may be leading you to do something new. And just for the audience listening, there are four of them. One, I am here by God's appointment. Number two, I am in his keeping. Number three, I am under his training. And number four, he will show me his purposes in his time. And I love that, in his time. So would you share how these truths worked for you when the Lord began showing us that we were coming into a new season of life and ministry?
Oh, sure. Well, like number one, I'm here by God's appointment with Christian Communicators. You and I have seen in so many ways that God has been working his plan for his ministry, Christian Communicators. And between you and I, not only did he call you and I together by appointment to start CC, he has shown us time and time again that now is his appointed time for us to pass Christian Communicators on to new leadership. And then number two, where I use, I'm in his keeping. You and I are in God's keeping as we serve, as we did serve, as we continue to serve, and as we will serve. He will be keeping the new directors of Christian Communicators moving forward in his plan. We have one from Nevada, who is Sherry Poundstone, one from Illinois, and that's Lori Bora, and then a top-notch Texan is Tammy Whitehurst, whom he had brought all three through Christian Communicators. They were all on a waiting list. to get in.
Mm.
And God called
yeah.
him. He wanted them to lead. And he took them through a great process to get there. But on number three, I'm under his training. Well, under his training and direction, you, Vonda, and I have been training these three ladies for, what is it, 5-6 months? Plus,
something like that, yes.
Yeah, it's been a while. Plus, as God's trained us and stayed by our side, you and I'll continue to go ahead and, run along with Sherry and Lori and Tammy. And God has
yes.
never stopped training you and I, or you and me, I'll do it correctly. Let's see.
That's right.
You've been my editor for these years, and I love it, so I'm trying to to speak properly. Here we go. But you and I are going to stay on the advisory board to help them,
mm-hmm.
and we'll go ahead and do any training. But I'm sure you and I haven't talked about this, but we're going to be like God, and we'll wait for them to ask us first.
All right. That's a good answer. Well,
I have number four to answer. I have number four to answer.
Sorry.
We don't want to
leave that one out for sure.
Well, as you and I are going to be walking over this finish line this year, I have found over the years when God uses a finish line, it's actually a starting line for a new purpose he has planned for us. Now, I had always wanted to play with my keys and my teacup living. And as I said earlier, God knows the hidden desires in our hearts. And I can't wait to see what his purpose and timing is to allow me to share his gospel story over teacups. But that's the four.
Oh, and I love them all. I've learned so much from you, and I just am blessed, so blessed to have you, and I thank the Lord every day for you.
Yes.
So before the time gets away from us,
yes.
Let's open the phone lines, and since I am off the Internet, can you give our sweet audience the phone number to call in?
Sure. The number is area code 347-843-4920. And
okay.
I'll repeat that one more time.
Well, okay.
It's 347-843-4920. It's back to you, Vonda.
All right. If you have questions, just give us a call, and the first one to call in will receive a book. So, talking about this transition, I know we're both a little sad, if we're honest. I mean, not sad like upset sad, just, anything that is good and rewarding and satisfying and something that you love. When it comes to an end, there's just a little sadness mixed in, but we're also thrilled that God has brought us to this point with Christian Communicators. And you and I have talked. He has just led an amazing group of young women to take the reins of CCC and bring it to its new season of life. And so it'll be in a new season as well. So I wondered, what one word of wisdom would you say to others who have faced the reality of a new season, either in ministry life, in their family life, whatever, but particularly since we're talking about ministry today? If God gives us a ministry, does that mean we'll have it till the day we die and that we're supposed to keep running it the way we do? Or do you have other words of wisdom for us?
Well, I love the fact that you said plural, because when you said one word, I'm going, oh, one word. Well, one word I would use. One word I would use is just the word trust, totally trust him. And if I'd have to bring it down to one sentence, let's see, the one sentence would be, trust God to take you on an adventure you can't imagine. And if you follow his lead, hold on tight, because the ride is going to be thrilling, fast, unexpected. And there's going to be valleys that you're going to go down. There's going to be mountaintops where you can actually fall farther than when you're in the valley. And the main thing is trust that you hear him. Trust that you step out when you don't know the ground that is going to be before you, because he's going to carry you no matter what. And if you're on a mountaintop and you start falling, trust he's going to be there to catch you. So that's all I would have to say on that, more than one word.
But it's you know, I often think about the New Testament missionaries who went on these journeys to spread the gospel, and their ministries changed, you know.
Okay.
They didn't always go out with the plan they had and stay on that plan. God would direct their ministries in different directions, and he does the same thing today.
Mm-hmm.
So if we get a phone call, just interrupt me because I can't see the screen. But we are getting down to the wire here. So we do just have a few minutes left, but could you give us a quick peek into your upcoming retirement? And of course, we know God's in control, not you. We've learned that already. But what do you plan to do if the Lord doesn't take you to a new fork in the road and lead you down another new road? What are your plans?
What are my personal plans? Well, what I've learned over the years, like I said, life is on a roller coaster where you have valleys, but you have a lot of U-turns in there. He has showed me in the past when I thought I was finished with one area, he U-turned me to redo something sometimes. I went from education, corporate, back to academia, and then on to ministry. What I believe as a senior, it's really a time when we are beginning to slow down, and we need to slow down to meet family needs. But I also see it as a new purpose as a senior to go ahead and shelter those quiet times and not to fill them up with my plans, and take the prayer requests that I have, and even for those that I see, to make the senior time sincere prayer time, praying for others. I may be rocking in a chair with a good cup of tea with scripture on my lap, but people on my prayer list before me, and it's not what I call hit and run prayers. Okay, God, you take care of this. And you know my cheating prayer. When it is so overwhelming for me, I say, okay, Jesus, you see the past, you see the future, you see what is going on now, you see what is in their lives. I cannot. Jesus, will you take the time to pray for them? And I enjoy writing down, seeing the blessing, where especially someone I don't know very well that I've been able to pray for, and see the blessings that he has answered. So I guess with slowing down, if he doesn't have me on another fast track, my plan that he put in my heart, it's an opportunity to pray for others and to serve my family. In fact, I'll probably be spoiling my husband with more hot meals and our Dotsy with more lap time and our grandson with more storytelling. So I hope that answers your question.
Exactly.
We have about 5 minutes.
Yes, it does. Well, good, because I just thought of another question that I would love to know, and
sure.
You and I haven't talked about this one either. I'm just throwing
a lot of
new things at you, but in looking back over the years of Christian Communicators, what would you say is the biggest growth that the Lord did in you? What was the biggest...
I'm sorry for laughing in your ear.
That's all right.
You've had to suffer through it. The biggest growth is making me share my writing doing the blog post. You say you went into women's ministry kicking and screaming when you heard all the grumbles and gasps of my writing. And so even though I was very poor at first writing, and you encouraged me to do it, I did it. I've grown through it. But what God removed from me because of it, when I'm in devotions, when I finish praying about something and I have to write, I go ahead and share misspellings, poor grammar, the Holy Spirit's guide of words that he puts in me that comforts me, that amazes me, that I go ahead and just swallow and put it up online anyway. Well, that was my biggest growth.
Well, and it has been just such a tremendous growth. I remember that because I've never been a techie person, and I do not consider myself a techie person. But when I think of the fact that when we started, that I was the techie person between us. Now, boy, that was scary.
Yes.
Oh, man.
But see, the joy of Jesus, through all that we have gone through, we get to giggle. And if we're laughing
yes.
at this, can you imagine what he has done watching us?
That's true. That is true. Well, we are just about out of time. Mm-hmm. And so, in closing, just before we go, if you could now think about what has been your biggest blessing through this journey of coming out of retirement in obedience to the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my. What has been the best has been
the
meeting
biggest,
all of the... Go ahead. The biggest what? Say
no,
it again.
I thought you weren't understanding. The biggest blessing, yes.
Yes, the biggest blessing has been meeting the women who has the same heart of wanting to just pass on to others the knowledge of Jesus, his gospel story, the love of God, and the blessings we have from the Holy Spirit being within us. It's the women. It is the people. It's the bottom line of what Christianity is, and that's relationship, first with Christ and the Holy Trinity, and then with one another, lifting sisters up. And we have about 2 minutes.
All right. Well, it has been such a joy to talk with you and to talk about some things that we've never really talked about together in this kind of specific way. So I appreciate your honesty. I appreciate you being real before our audience and before me and before the Father. And I just cannot imagine having been on this journey without you. And I just praise God, praise Him for doing this for us, for you, for me, for Christian Communicators, and for the many, many ladies across America and even internationally who have learned more about how to be a minister of His, how to be a, as you say, a loud mouth for Jesus. And I am just so thankful for that. So people, friends, if you would like to learn more about Carolyn or have her come to speak at one of your events, you can catch up with her at her website, which is teacupliving.com. And that's T as in Tom, T-E-A, cup, C-U-P, living, L-I-N-G.com. And if you would, keep us in your prayers. A week from tomorrow is the first day of our next Christian Communicators Conference, and we are so looking forward to a new group of CC sisters who want to be big mouths with the rest of us for Jesus. So to find out more about Christian Communicators, just visit the website at christiancommunicators.com.
thank you for joining us today. Without you, there'd be no reason to have Christian Communicators Live. God bless you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Perfect.